Hey, this is Leander Sufi, and I hope you're having a nice day wherever you are, whoever you are, if you ever do exist. My day has been going so far. The only thing that happened that made me start recording this is that my lower lip is bleeding today. I was chewing the dead skin off. You know, I shed my skin like a snake. Well, aren't all of us hypocrites, but yeah. So, I chewed on my lower lip today and it reminded me of her. My lips, they chap. And she used to chew the dead skin off them. I don't even know why I speak of her so many times. It's almost like I'm reading a rosary bead of her name. It's like it's a mantra, it's a hymn, it's a litany, it's a prayer. That if I write her name down, if I say her name out loud enough times, maybe she'll materialize, or maybe my echo might be intermingled with that timbre of her voice once again. But then again, it's all just a maybe. I know some might accuse me of being a hopeless romantic. And maybe I am, but then again, isn't everything that we do in this life just for love? And I'm not talking in strictly the love of an individual sense. I'm talking about love in a broader aspect of it, like the love of power, the love of money, the love of an object, the love of an individual, a lad, a lass. It could be the love of anything, and that's what motivates us, drives us, binds us. The love of solitude, the wish and the will to be alone. Even solitude desires company. That's a rich concept. I remember, but that's a story for some other day. I cannot handle more memories right now. I used to have my head in a lap, lying down without a care in the world. And we used to sing, our voices used to entwine and reach and pierce the heavens. Or whomsoever may be out there, reach their ears if they can listen. And if they have gone deaf and blind to this world, then maybe they'll still feel the rhythm of two hearts that made a melody, the magnus opus of a broken maestro. We try to tame memories, we try to write them down, bleed them out on the paper, and we think it works, but all it does is bottle it up a bit more. That's all. We are a prisoner of our emotions, our feelings, our dreams, our memories, our wishes, our desires, everything. We are but a prisoner. We cannot deny our base instincts. If the base instincts say to kill, then maybe Ted Bundy wasn't a monster after all. The gentleman killer, they called him. The gone man. We humans really are fickle. We praise one mass killer as a war hero and the other one as a villain, as an enemy, as a threat that has to be defeated, subdued, forced into docility, conquered. Everything in life has become a conquest. We bring each other down just for a few petty things like money. Money can't buy anything in this world, and yet it can. It's a paradox in itself. Those who have it say it can't buy everything, and those who don't have it, they know the power of it. The grass is always greener on the other side, and we are but sheep. We can only graze our way to our doom. We graze our way to the slaughterhouse, where time, the ruler of us all, unsheathes his blade and separates this monstrous head from our body. We all meet the guillotine up there. None can escape. Nefrustra vixise veda. Someone asked me that, what was my greatest fear in life, and I answered thus, Nefrustra vixise veda. It's big Latin for let me not seem to have lived in vain. That was my fear back then. But now I realize the wisdom in the Ode to Solitude, written by Alexander Pope, of course. In there he said, let me live unseen, untold, thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world and not a stone till where I lie. I now realize the power, the wisdom those words hold. In the end, if all must be forgotten, then why not choose being forgotten as your goal? You see, in that way, you won't really lose. You live your in the end, you are a victor nonetheless. You won in what you desired, nothingness. And that's why some people say that nothingness is not that different from true peace. It's just a leap ahead, a stone's throw. Discomfort, disquietude, both have settled into my soul. I'm sweating like a pig in a sauna. A moment it's cold and a fire is needed, and the other minute it's burning. The sole and the soles of my feet. I think that was a poetic device I used back there, I don't know. I think I was taught about this as a child, but I no longer remember. Zeugma, I think it was. I don't remember. Life. I think my long overdue catharsis has finally been accomplished today. I feel slightly better. and hopefully this will be my method of therapy from now on. I'll just document my thoughts in it, and hopefully I will be better. I'll succeed in that leap, you know. Someone once told me that it requires courage to lose hope. I wish I could escape that line. But then again, the fates, they bind us, don't they? Fatalism is fatal. But yeah, I have my fingers crossed that I'll need this method less, because it will start bettering my situation. And I hope you exist one day. That'll be cool. Someone who knows my heart. Someone who I might have never met, and yet who knows every inch of me. Well, I guess it's time to press stop now. It was a pleasure making your acquaintance, and it's Leander Sufi. Thank you for listening.